مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم می‌کند. irlanguage.com
All right, hello to you. This is Unit 1, and we're going to have the preview section. And as you see, the unit is titled Outlook and Behavior. We're going to talk about the title a little bit later. So now let's just check the communication goals, which we're going to achieve in this unit. So number one is describe your personality. Number two, discuss someone's behavior. Number three, compare perspectives on world problems. And let's check the meaning of perspective. Sorry, here we have the meaning of perspective, which you can see it means outlook, view, viewpoint, point of view. And here's another definition, a particular attitude toward or way of regarding something, a point of view. So this is the meaning of perspective. And number four is discuss creative ways to achieve a goal. Okay, and you know the meaning of achieve, and here you can see successfully bring about or reach a desired objective level or result by effort, skill, or courage. So this is the meaning of achieve. And let's get back to the title, Outlook and Behavior. So what's the meaning of outlook? So outlook means a person's point of view or general attitude to life. So this is the meaning of outlook. Also, we can say point of view. So we come to this conclusion that somehow outlook and perspective are synonymous. They are synonyms. All right. So this is the preview section. Let's just start the lesson with this picture. Please look at this picture very carefully for a second. Okay, the question is, is the glass half full or half empty? So did you see the glass first, half full or half empty? Did you see the full half of the glass or the empty half the first time you looked at the picture? Or maybe both halves? And by that, we come to a quiz, and we have a quiz here. And we have six situations, and we're gonna, or maybe you're gonna, determine whether you are an optimist, a realist, or a pessimist. So what do they mean? So here are the definitions, the meaning. An optimist is someone who is usually hopeful and believes that good things will happen. This is an optimist. So what about a realist? A realist is someone who accepts that life isn't always perfect and deals with problems practically. And a pessimist is a person who expects that bad things will happen. And also, just bear in mind that we have a person, or when we talk about a person or a perspective, I'm sure you remember the meaning of perspective. So a person or a perspective can be optimistic, realistic, or pessimistic. But a person can be described as an optimist, a realist, or a pessimist. And also we have three other nouns, optimism, realism, and pessimism. For example, some optimism is always good. So these are the definitions. Let's get back to book, and here we have six situations. For each situation, you need to choose one of the options, 1, 2, and 3. If you choose the first option, you write here 1, choose the second one, write 2, and the third one, write 3. And these are the points that you give yourself. When you finish, you add up the points, and we come to a kind of conclusion. So let's see what these situations are. So the first one is, you wake up in the middle of the night with a stomachache. Your first thought is, so what is your first thought? I'm sure it's nothing. I'll just go back to sleep. So if you choose this one, write one here. The second, it's probably nothing serious. I'll just take some medicine. So this is the second one. And the third one, this could be serious. I'd better go to the doctor, which has 3 points. And here, if you choose this one, you'll write three. Okay, let's continue to the second situation. You apply for your dream job. So remember, this is your dream job. But you don't get it. You think, I guess this wasn't really my dream job. I'll find a better job somewhere else. The second option is, oh well, you win some and you lose some. So what does this mean? You win some and you lose some. So you win some, you lose some is an expression used to show that you accept that you weren't successful at something. It can also be used to show another person's sympathy that something didn't work out. The abbreviated version is also used, win some, lose some. You can also say win some, lose some. That's correct. And instead of you win some, you lose some, you can say win some, lose some. A similar expression is you can't win them all. This is another expression you can use and instead of this one. You win some, you lose some. So we can say you win some, you lose some. Here you have the meaning. I think that's somehow clear now. Or you can say win some, lose some, and another expression is you can't win them all. Okay, the third option is I'll never get the job I want. So which one is your choice? Write one, two, or three here. So the third situation is when you are introduced to someone new, you assume that person is a nice person. So assume means supposed to be the case. So you suppose that that person is a nice person. Keep an open mind about whether you like each other. So here you want to say that you're realistic. And the third situation is assume that person won't like or respect you. Number four, if someone unexpectedly, so pay attention, unexpectedly knocks on your door, you think, great, it's probably a friend or a relative here to surprise me. I wonder who that could be. I'll go find out. And number three, I'm not answering. It could be a salesperson or even a criminal. Let's go to the next one. Your boss invites you to have lunch in a restaurant. You say to yourself, I must be getting a promotion or a raise. That's really nice. So promotion, what does promotion mean? Promotion means upgrading. Okay? Elevation, advancement. So these are the meanings of promotion. Here's another. The action of raising someone to a higher position or rank. This is the meaning of promotion. And what does raise mean? So let's see raise. So raise, let's go through the definitions. All right, it's a noun, so this is the meaning of it as a noun. An increase in salary, okay? An increase in salary is the meaning of raise. All right, the second option is my boss must like to socialize with everyone from time to time, okay? And socialize, what does socialize mean? Okay, mix socially with others. This is the meaning of socialize. All right, and the last one, there must be some problem with my work. So you think the boss is going to criticize you. And number six is news about crime or disasters makes you think about how you can help, realize that sometimes bad things happen, and feel very unsafe. So pick your choice. And write one, two, or three. When you're done, you need to add up your points. It means, for example, if I choose one here and three here, so 1 + 3 = 4, and then you continue adding up your points. For example, 1 + 3 = 4, plus another 2 = 6, plus 1 = 7, and you go on and on, and you come to the final point. And now you come here, down here, and you check it here. So if your point is something between 6 and 9, you're an optimist. So we check the meaning of optimist. You remember that? Yeah, a person who believes good things are always happening. And you have a positive outlook and tend to see the glass half full. If your point is somewhere between 10 to 14, you're a realist. You tend to see the world as it really is. And if you are somewhere between 15 to 18, you're a pessimist. You have a negative outlook and tend to see the glass half empty. Okay? Now, you know whether you're an optimist, a realist, or a pessimist. Now, answer these questions. Or these questions, better to say. How do you see the world? Do you think the world is somewhere good, nice, or no, the opposite? And do you have a positive or negative outlook? Please answer these two questions and then continue. Okay, now that you answered those two questions, now come here. Are your scores similar? You need to actually ask another person to take this quiz, and when that person is done, you need to compare your scores, okay? So you need to say, are your scores similar or very different? And which of you has the more optimistic, realistic, or pessimistic outlook on life? So pay attention. We have this here. Has the more pessimistic, realistic, optimistic outlook on life. Okay, so we can say, have the more optimistic, realistic, or pessimistic outlook on life. I have a more optimistic outlook on life. Or for example, my brother has a more pessimistic outlook on life. So compare your scores according to the quiz, and when you're done, you come to a conclusion, and after that you can continue the lesson with me. So on the next page, before we start, I'm going to ask you a question. Are you afraid of viruses? We have the word virus here. Are you afraid of them? Are you so afraid to get sick and stay in bed? Are you or are you not? Okay. Now that you answered that question, we can continue the lesson. We have two friends, and they are talking about a kind of virus. So what kind of virus is that? What is this? Chikungunya. Do you know what that is? So we're going to have the answer dialogue here. Okay, we have a dialogue. Two friends are talking about this disease, this chikungunya, and we're going to listen to them and find out what chikungunya is. So please listen very carefully, and after that, I'm going to ask you some questions. Okay, you can actually follow the words as you listen. Look at your book, follow the words, follow the lines, and listen very carefully.
Read and listen to two friends talking about a new virus they're concerned about. Notice the spotlighted language.
Did you hear about that new virus going around? Chikungunya?
Chicken what? Oh, you mean the one that comes from mosquitoes?
As a matter of fact, yes. Just like Zika.
We've never had either of those viruses here before.
Well, they say it's due to global warming. All those mosquitoes from the warmer weather. I suppose it's just a matter of time till we get all kinds of new diseases.
You sure are a pessimist. I agree it's scary, but hey, what are you gonna do?
I'm just saying this has started getting to me, and I'm scared. I read that if you come down with chikungunya, you can be sick for a year, or even more.
Right, but they say it's still pretty rare around here. These things are just part of life. You've got to roll with the punches, if you know what I mean. I'm not going to worry about it.
Well, I am. Anyway, I'm not going to the company dinner at that outdoor restaurant. You're just a sitting duck out there with the mosquitoes and everything.
What about just wearing long sleeves and hoping for the best? I mean, how unlucky could you be?
Well, I'm going to call in sick and say I can't go. Better safe than sorry.
All right, are you ready for the questions? So here's the first one. What is causing the viruses? According to the conversation, according to this dialogue, you need to answer these questions. So you can check your book if you don't remember. So try to find the answer. What is causing the viruses? That's right. Global warming. So the second question is Leo going to go to the company dinner at the outdoor restaurant? Why or why not? You're right. No, he's not, because he's afraid he might get chikungunya. Okay, the last question is Nora going? Why or why not? And the answer is positive, yes, because she's not worried. All right. So, as you noticed, we have a couple of expressions or idioms here, like it's just a matter of time, what are you going to do, has it started getting to me. They are highlighted, or as the book says, they are spotlighted, and they are in a different color. Okay, so you need to work out the meaning of them. You need to guess the meaning of them, and here you have two options for each one. So get back to that dialogue, read it more carefully, and you need to guess the meaning of this idiom by looking at the lines and looking at the context and considering the context and try to guess or work out the meaning of that expression and choose one of the options A or B. So take your time, start doing that. When you've finished, when you're done, come back and we check them. All right, so here are the answers. The correct answers are like this. So the first one is just a matter of time, means it will certainly happen in the future. Great. Second one, hey, what are you going to do? There is nothing anyone can do about it. Actually, this is not a real question. What are you going to do? No one is asking you about your plans. It's an expression. It's an idiom. Number three, this has started getting to me means this is beginning to bother me. Number four, you've got to roll with the punches means you have to deal with life's difficulties and move on. Number five, you're just a sitting duck out there means there is nothing you can do to protect yourself. And the last one, better safe than sorry, means it's better to stay safe and have no regrets. So here, we just check the meanings. Okay, let's check it again. Did you hear about that new virus going around, chikungunya, chicken what? So Nora doesn't actually understand the ending part of the word, and actually she hasn't heard the name of this viral disease. Oh, you mean that one that comes from mosquitoes. So if you get chikungunya, actually you get it from mosquitoes. As a matter of fact, yes. Just like Zika. So what is Zika? Zika is another, actually, virus and another disease, a virus or virus transmitted by mosquitoes. So this is the meaning of Zika. And let's continue. We've never had either of those viruses here before. They're talking about Zika and chikungunya. None of them, neither of them. So it means we've never had chikungunya nor Zika. The next line is, well, They say it's due to global warming. Due to means, yes, because of. It means that global warming is the cause for these viruses. All those mosquitoes from the warmer weather. I suppose it's just a matter of time. Well, we had it here. It will certainly happen in the future. It's just a matter of time. It means in the future, we'll be affected, we'll get these viruses. We'll have to wait. Till means until we get all kinds of new diseases. It's just a matter of time till we get all kinds of new diseases. It means we will get these diseases, Zika and chikungunya. Okay, this is Leo talking. The next line is by Nora. You sure are a pessimist. You remember pessimist, optimist, realist. I agree, it's scary. But hey, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It means you can't do anything. There's nothing you can do. So don't be a pessimist and just think you're going to get that disease. I'm just saying this has started getting to me. Get to me. Has started getting to me. It means has started bothering me. Okay? This is beginning to bother me. Okay, and let's continue. And I'm scared. I read that if you come down with chikungunya, you come down with chikungunya, it means you get chikungunya. You can be sick for a year or even more. So that's what he heard. Right, but they say, I mean the people say, it's still pretty rare around here, so it's not common. It's very, very rare, pretty rare. These things are just part of life. You've got to roll with the punches. So you remember that, huh? You've got to roll with the punches. It means you have to deal with life difficulties and move on. There are difficulties in life. You have to accept them, you have to deal them, you have to handle them, and just move on. Roll with the punches means to adapt to difficult situations as they occur, as they happen. You have to accept them and try to handle them. All right, if you know what I mean, I'm not going to worry about it. Well, I am. It means I am worried. Or I'm going to worry about it. Anyway, I'm not going to the company dinner at that outdoor restaurant. You're just a sitting duck out there. So you remember the meaning. You're just a sitting duck means there is nothing you can do to protect yourself. Or it means you're vulnerable. Or you're an easy target. You can read the examples. All right, so these are some other meanings for a sitting dog. You can say you're vulnerable. Okay, you can be easily attacked. Okay, with the mosquitoes and everything. What about just wearing long sleeves? So you know a sleeve. This is a sleeve. Okay, long sleeve. It means don't wear t-shirts. And hoping for the best. I mean, how unlucky could you be? Well, I'm going to call in sick. Call in sick. It means call the company and tell them that you are sick and you can't go to the company. And say, I can't go. Better safe than sorry. Better safe than sorry is here. It's better to stay safe and have no regrets. So these are the meanings. And we had them all here. Now I want you to answer this question. How would you describe Leo's and Nora's outlooks on life? How are they different? Okay, let's do an exercise here. And it goes like this. So we have these two cycles. So on one side we have Nora, on the other side we have Leo. So here and here, please write the differences. And in between, please write the similarities. How they are alike. Please write those things here. Give yourself some time. Take your time and please do this exercise. And after a while, we'll check. So here are the answers. So you can see the answers here. So alike, Noro and Leo think the mosquito viruses are scary, both of them. The differences are Noro, not too worried, rolls with the punches, it's part of life. They're actually viral diseases. Wear long sleeves and hope for the best. We'll go to company dinner at outdoor restaurant. And Leo thinks it's a matter of time until we get all kinds of new diseases. Getting to him, so the diseases actually are getting to him. Won't go to company dinner at outdoor restaurant. So we can say that Nora's outlook on life is realistic and Leo's is, yeah, pessimistic. So Leo is a pessimist and Noro is a realist. And the second question is, who are you more like? Are you more like Leo or more like Noro? Please explain your answer. And after that, you can continue the lesson with me. All right, now that you have your answers, look at these sentences. So they are somehow related to the quiz. On the previous page. So here we have, I woke up with a stomachache. This could be serious. I'd better go to the doctor. So you hear someone say this to you. Okay? For example, your friend says, I woke up with a stomachache. This could be serious. I'd better go to the doctor. So what will your response to your friend be? How do you answer your friend? In your answers, please use the idioms, the highlighted, the spotlighted idioms here. For example, your friend says, I woke up with a stomachache. This could be serious. I'd better go to the doctor. So you can say, oh, come on, you're joking. Or you must be crazy. Don't let it get to you. Don't let it get to you. It's not something serious. Okay? Or you hear, I'll never get the job I want. You can say in response, that's silly. Huh? You can get the job. And if you don't, you've just got to roll with the punches. So this is your response to your friend. You can have responses like these. Read the other two situations and have your own responses. So this is the end of preview unit 1. Good luck and goodbye.